History during World War II. A powerful no return to the 1930s mood developed. In factories, mines and the armed forces, workers grew in determination that, having defeated the threat of fascism, they would then finish the job back home. Mass unemployment, the humiliation of means-tested benefits, illness, and squalor endured by so many would be banished. Chaotic and bankrupt health services, on the verge of collapse before 1939, couldn't cope with mass casualties during the war. The state had to step in where private health care and cash-starved local authorities failed. As World War II dragged on, more capitalists realized the working class would not be satisfied with hollow promises of a land fit for heroes. Those were made after World War I but never materialized. To encourage the war effort and head off the threat of revolution, plans were drawn up for a welfare state, including a national health service. Labor won a huge majority in 1945 to deliver these plans, the biggest reforms ever won by the working class. The NHS was launched on July 5, 1948, giving free access to medical care to all. But the capitalist structure of society was left unchanged. Big business bided its time, but then started clawing back what it had been forced to give 25 years of increasing privatization of the NHS by Tory, New Labour and Con Em governments began in 1985, followed by the past decade of savage NHS and public service cuts.